Welcome to Victory International Church. The Word of God will be preached to you from Germany by Pastor Philip Ritzlow.
This message is titled The Cherubim and the Flaming Sword, and it's taken from Genesis chapter 3, verses 20 to 24. Listen to what God's word says. Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said, "The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. When God drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and the flaming sword on the east side of the Garden of Eden to guard the way to the tree of life. The significance of the cherubim and the flaming sword still exists today. For many people, there is no way for them to be able to approach the tree of life, which is in fact a representation of Jesus Christ. The way to the tree of life can only be taken through the compassion of God Himself. This is the reason why some groups such as ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the like practice an extreme degree of evil, because they are able only to approach the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and not able to approach and touch the tree of life or hear the gospel preached. The irony of the current war between Hamas and Israel in Gaza is that Hamas and Israel are not able to approach the tree of life. Bear in mind that Israel have not yet accepted Jesus as the Messiah. And for Hamas, Jesus is only a prophet. We can see this clearly from the scripture in John chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, which says, "He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." And so we see that the army of Israel also commits evil atrocities because they too can only approach the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because the cherubim and the flaming sword prevent them from entering the path to the tree of life. For the unbeliever, the tree of life, as it were, has not yet become a metamorphosis, that is, a spiritual rebirth, because they have not yet accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. This will only happen when God allows them to approach and receive the Word of God from the tree of life. To the unbeliever, the tree of life and Jesus Christ are not one and the same. Until such time when this becomes a conscious reality, his or her life is totally influenced by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and more often than not, by more evil than good. The only way that an unbeliever can find his or her way to the tree of life is through hearing the word of God or receiving dreams and visions from God appertaining to his son, Jesus Christ. The path to the tree of life remains inaccessible because the flaming sword, which turns in all directions, and the cherubim guards it. Therefore, the unbeliever increases his knowledge of evil because the path to the tree of knowledge of good and evil is freely accessible to him. As stated before, only the compassion of God allows the unbeliever to know his son in order to be converted to Christianity. Jesus himself says in John 6, verse 37, "All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." Jesus is also ready to receive the people of Israel and become their Lord and Savior. Until such time, they will also not be allowed to approach and eat the fruit from the tree of life, and will not be able to turn the other cheek, but continue to practice an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, in retribution for what others do to them. The people of Israel will eventually come to receive Jesus as their Messiah. Then finally, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil will become the cross which Jesus Christ carried while he was beaten and ridiculed. That cross on which he was crucified for the sins of mankind. You see, God the Father is the only one who can guide that person seeking conversion to receive faith in Jesus Christ. The Father will lead that person past the flaming sword and the cherubim guarding the tree of life. God searches to and fro through the earth for those whose hearts are seeking him, and guides them to receive and accept his son as their Lord and Savior, as stated in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9a, which says, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." Since the crucifixion and death of Jesus, there is only one way to the resurrected Christ, who is also the only way to the Father. Jesus himself says in John 14, verse 6, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Unbelievers are already under the influence of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Therefore, the only path for reconciliation with God is as stated in John 14, verse 6, through Jesus, the tree of life. This will be determined by the Father himself. Many believers will stress that it is them who accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. However, the plain fact is that it is the Father, as stated in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9a, who found the condition of their hearts suitable to lead them past the cherubim and the flaming sword to receive and accept his son as their Lord and Savior. Let us therefore give God thanks for allowing believers the grace to receive his son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior. And let us pray that the people of Israel the Palestinians and Hamas will also be given the grace to get past the cherubim and the flaming sword to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Don't you know there's a difference between heaven and earth? That's the reason you better live your life full of goodness from the time of your birth. But because this is almost impossible to do when you commit a sin, ask the Savior to forgive you. Life is just not a merry-go-round full of buttercups and daisies. When you fall, you gotta get up. Get up and sing God's praises. Never mind how difficult the situation might be. God has a plan to get you victory. God is in heaven, 'cause that's where He lives. And He wants believers to be where He is. Take care of the things that you do, and make sure is waiting for you. And earth, that's the reason you better live your life full of goodness from the time of your birth. But because